Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. You know, this weekend we celebrate yet another important family day, and that is Father's Day. And Bruce, I don't know if it's me or not, but it seems like Father's Day doesn't seem to get the pomp and circumstance that Mother's Day gets. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I think you're right, Cap. Hallmark tells us that there are more Mother's Day cards bought and sold on this day than Father's Day cards. So we could say that's because real men don't like cards, but I think there's something deeper here. I think for a variety of reasons, the role of father is diminished, in not only in our culture, but having just gotten back from South America, I think the role of dads is diminishing around the world.
Well, I think we're starting to see some of these consequences of fatherlessness even in our culture today. You know, your statistics are showing that if dad's not around the house, there tends to be more troubles with the kids at school. They tend to do poorer in their grades. They tend to get involved a little bit more in inappropriate behavior, get sent to juvenile detention centers. They tend to be a little bit more sexually active at an earlier age. They tend to experiment a little bit more with drugs and alcohol. And so it would seem that it paints a rather bleak picture for dads. But I think that if dads are involved, it's a little bit different. Would you agree?
Very much so. And I think there's a deeper issue going on here that we need to understand. On the earthly plane, it's the breaking up of marriages, and kids go with moms more than dads, and dads then become absent. But there's also a supernatural phenomenon coming on. I believe the enemy is trying to diminish the role of father because of all the word pictures that God could have chosen to teach us about himself. The one he goes to more often than not is God as father. So there's not a more prolific and powerful word picture of who God is than father. And so it's vital that we as men who are actively involved in fathering, and those of you listening today who are going to be fathers someday, to understand the powerful connection between how we father our children and how our children will grow up to view and understand who God is. So how we father our children will be the most important theology lessons our children will ever learn. So if we're a dad who lives at home, but we often get distracted by work or play, and we're not spiritually, emotionally, or physically engaged in the lives of our kids, they probably will grow up believing that God does exist, but he's not personally interested in them, or he doesn't really care about their personal lives because he's too busy doing God stuff. And if you're a dad who has not able to live in the same home as your children, that presents a real hard challenge for you, and it's hard to be actively engaged in the lives of your kids. You need to make a real concerted effort to stay involved in their lives because many of these kids may grow up believing that God is distant, that he has abandoned them. And I hope we're not talking to any dads who are cruel and demanding and judgmental and abusive because your kids, no doubt, apart from a supernatural act of God, will probably reject him as one who is angry and can never be satisfied and always lurking to punish. But many of us listening today are probably dads who are spiritually, physically, and emotionally engaged in the lives of our children. And if we continue to care for them and demonstrate our love for them, they're going to grow up knowing that God is a heavenly father who loves them and cares for them and who is actively involved in their lives, one who's going to be there for them each and every day. So, you know, I want you to understand the power of how we father to how our kids are going to go grow up and know and love God. J.I. Packer said in his book, Knowing God, "If you want to judge how well a person understands Christianity, find out how much he makes of the thought of being God's child and having God as his father. If this is not the thought that prompts his whole outlook on life, it means he doesn't understand Christianity very well." So our pebble of truth for today is that we father our children. They're going to learn who God is through that activity. And today we talked about the vital role earthly fathers play in shaping their child's view of the Heavenly Father.
So if you'd like to talk more about this as a couple or as a family, you're welcome to go on out to our website, Pebbles of Truth, and download the family activity sheet that we have there, and feel free to interact together as a family and as a couple. Until next time, keep building your house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.